The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, indeed. It is to see you, Beth.
Are you traumatized by...
I could possibly be. I just thought it was great. You were dual tasking. You're like reading and highlighting and actually being on the show.
She's
all at the same time.
About
wait, this one's the Lesser Dworkin or the Greater Dworkin?
This is the Lesser.
Okay. Because yeah. When you said that, all I could think about, and I think that longtime Detroiters might know what I'm referring to, but Dr. Dworkin.
Dr. Dworkin. Yes.
Vet Animal Hospital is a very well-known radio and TV ad around here. He had an interesting
inflection. Yes, that's about the same
inflection.
Area as Tamara's Institute de Beauté.
Oh, dear Lord. This is post Mr. Belvedere.
I can't believe people remember that stuff. Oh, man. Next, we'll do the Charles Kent Reaver Diamond commercial.
Oh, yes.
I bet Professor Dan Maggio of the First Organization knows that ad, right?
I am Terry Lynn Land, and I approve this message.
Scowl.
That is my nightly experience on TV. Every 3 minutes.
Yep.
If it isn't Terry Lynn Land, it's Gary Peters.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Now, I mean, it's really...
Snippy.
Obnoxious.
Hey, but you know he has the same washing machine that he had ever since before his kids were born.
And apparently the same shoes.
And sweatshirts.
He should get a new stylish branded fashion sets.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here from Religious Studies. Do you have a way of dealing with the inevitable TV ads, robocalls that are all coming our way at this point?
Yes, ignore them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like caller ID so you don't pick up?
Yes, I have caller ID, so if it says, you know, unknown name, private number, whatever, I ignore it. But also, the emails have become the biggest problem.
Yes.
The day before, let's see, 2 days ago was the FEC reporting deadline, and I got 43 emails, political, you know, trying to raise money in 1 day. Was 32 the day before that.
Has the DCCC been organized? Been emailing you fanatically?
At least 12 times a day.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every once in a while I get an email that says it's from Barack Obama, and it always starts the same way. Matthew, I need your help.
Yep.
I'm like,
exactly.
It's still pretty funny to get to
And
get
for
an
a moment
like
you
that.
Think it might actually like, be from him.
And they get more and more desperate.
Oh yes.
I mean,
the
language
war chests
just...
need to be lined. Let me tell you. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
I've noticed there is not any kind of political leaning sign in front of your yard.
No, none. I can't vote here anyway, so.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm a Canadian. I can't vote.
Okay. So,
are you voting for Hong Kong independence?
Well, I can't
Canadians
vote there either.
Canadians make more informed voters than most Americans.
My cousins in Vancouver, literally, they follow the politics here better than I do.
Hmm.
Wow.
I know, I'm ashamed of it, but, you know.
You're pretty lucky that you don't get to vote. However, on the other side of the coin, you're not lucky because you have to endure all the election season and you don't get the chance to be angry at the last minute.
No, I guess I'll be angry. I just can't do anything about it, unfortunately.
And on the other side of the coin is a loon.
Yes, that is also true. A loony.
Are
we talking loony or toony?
I also married an American, too, so I still hear it. So.
Yeah, that's true. Wait a second, I must be missing something. You married an American. Doesn't that automatically make you a citizen?
Nope. I'm still toting my green card.
Okay.
Even though you'll have to apply.
I mean, she could sponsor you, I suppose.
I guess. You know. No.
If she were so motivated.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Give it another 10 more years, you guys would be clamoring to get into my Canadian cottage.
Well,
oh,
that could be.
That is
true.
Just cross the bridge.
I think Juan Carlos Flores just took the citizenship test.
Oh, okay.
And he's certainly married to an American.
All right.
You have a cottage in Canada?
I'm thinking about it.
Let's talk.
Nice. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold it
now.
Ask the professor remote. We've already heard from Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies, so we will never hear from him again.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Glad to have you here, Jason. I'm sorry the jersey didn't work today.
It didn't.
Well, all right, we are booting this show up directly from First Principles. Let me tell you, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump the panel, you can win one of our cool signed photo prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter. And you can also find us on Facebook. Profs, when last we were together, we were taking on some questions from Frank Burrows in warmer than usual Valencia, California. There's just a handful left. They kind of were all over the map. And some definite interest stuff here. We had just left off with, in the 2001 Michael Mann movie Ali, who played broadcaster Howard Cosell? That was John Voight. Yo soy John Voight. What clothing company has outfitted 39 of 44 American presidents exclusively?
Brooks Brothers?
Brooks Brothers, absolutely. That is some good looking,
expensive
clothes.
Well, since they've all been men, it's definitely a pretty limited set of choices.
That is
right?
Absolutely true. We've got gray, we've got blue.
Well, I meant in terms of designers.
Oh, absolutely. Know, absolutely.
Although Obama got criticized for wearing kind of a tan linen suit the other day.
Interesting.
Perfect weather for it.
But apparently, anything better to worry about than what he's wearing.
No, that was not if you're watching Fox News, you don't.
That was
an
indication that he wasn't taking things very seriously, the debate over
right.
What lame duck
should bomb next?
Did I say that out loud? What athlete was nicknamed the Sparrow from Minsk?
Who's from Minsk?
Sparrow. What is a sparrow?
Is that a little gymnast?
I'm guessing it was. I don't recognize the
name.
Or
maybe a skater?
I'll tell you what. First name is the same of a local chain of pita sandwich places in the Detroit area.
Ekaterina? I was making that one up.
Of pita places. Mr. Pita.
Mr. Pita.
Mr. Pita was her first
Bucharest.
Name. Her first name was Olga.
Olga Corbett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't heard of her?
I'm sorry. I have never heard of her.
Oh, my God. I am so old. I remember watching her win the gold medal in 1972.
Okay, so I was not born.
You don't remember 72?
I do.
It was my first Olympics.
Yeah.
That I remember.
She was in it.
Wasn't she the one that did her floor thing to the theme from Young and the Restless?
I think so.
Really?
But on her beam routine, she just bent herself into this.
Yeah. Like a backward C.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yes, so my first Olympics was the one where the Israeli athletes got killed.
Yeah.
But that was also my introduction to Cold War politics.
Right.
Because my parents were explaining to me what it was like to live in a communist country, and you know, you can't criticize the government and they don't get to choose where they want to. I mean, sort of standard, but yeah, that was my first encounter with politics.
The Sparrow from Minsk.
Yeah, so I'm guessing Sparrow because she was small.
Well, because she flitted,
she's little.
She's petite.
She's a little bit.
Which recording artist has reportedly turned down Weird Al Yankovic's request for parody the most?
The most?
Prince. Eminem.
Prince, right off the top, Dan. Nice. Absolutely, yes.
Well, that's because the guy who did the... Because Coolio got so mad at him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When he did
Paradise.
The Amish Paradise song, which is pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
It is really funny.
I think that would be the height of a career. If you know that Weird Al wants to parody your song, that's got to be... Yeah. You know you've made it.
I think Prince just takes himself too seriously.
Do you need permission to do that? I thought... Parody is weird.
Yes and no. Parody is not really a big deal, right? Yeah. If you change enough?
Legally, it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. Yes.
If you give up your name for a definite description, that's a pretty good indication that you... a symbol that, of course, has no pronunciation, so everybody has to use TAFCAP, right?
Right, that's right.
The definite description. I always wanted to be known by one of those.
The artist formerly
you
known
can,
as...
You right. Just change your name.
So, yeah, I understand Weird Al will no longer make any more albums anymore this last release. I mean, he realizes the world of the internet means he can put out a parody whenever he wishes, so he will never actually publish an album again.
It can all go out on YouTube instead.
For Ferrell's Fun.
Right, right.
Or, Happy.
Happy is tacky, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Video's pretty
funny.
So,
Weird Al and Saturday Morning Cartoons are going bye-bye.
Yep.
Saturday Morning Cartoons? What are they putting on info?
They're done.
Everything's like educational now.
No more Saturday Morning Cartoons.
Pretty sad.
How is it that they made this blanket statement that there would be no cartoons? Because not just one place controlled all the cartoons. So I didn't understand that announcement at all.
I believe that the announcement was less an announcement and more of an observation.
That
over the last 10 years, people have put more and more wildlife stuff on.
It sort of sounded like it's been decided there will be no more
No, it's more like the last one left is gone.
Do you remember waking up to like Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Oh, sure. And Scooby Doo. Fairy
Tales. That's like a Saturday morning.
Edward Everett Horton.
The best.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love it when you call me clever.
What sport has players that are often described as strikers and sweepers?
Soccer.
Soccer, also known as
football.
Could almost be curling, I will just say.
Could almost.
With the sweepers. They have sweepers.
That's okay. Yeah.
In my house, it's known as footy.
On the TV show Doctor Who, what does TARDIS stand for?
Time and relative dimension in space.
That is correct.
Wow.
Police box.
And a police
that travels the universe. What is the real first name of Lady Bird Johnson?
Claudia.
Claudia was her name. Yes. Any background on how she got the nickname? I mean, Lady. Okay,
I read it
Lady
somewhere,
Bird.
The bird. She gave
you the bird.
Oh. She was angry one day. She
got it from the sparrow of.
She was delicate like a bird or something, right?
Was she?
It had to do with a description of her as a young woman.
She's built like a grouse.
Like a pheasant.
Oh, shut up.
And in Good Morning Vietnam,
she was nice.
Robin Williams does this on one of his many rants. He's doing LBJ and. Mr. President, why did you name your daughter Linda Bird? Well, because Linda Dog would have been too cruel.
But Lady Bird always wanted to beautify America. And she did a pretty good job. Yeah. I mean, along the interstates, we've got a lot of stuff.
That's why his daughters could not ride in convertibles.
That's right.
On the interstates, because of the beautification. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
What's the most expensive spice in
saffron.
The world?
Saffron.
It is
saffron, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Or weight. Mm-hmm.
Very, very well done, professors. We'll move on to another set of questions after those. Thanks, Frank. Keep them coming. It's been a while since I sent questions to your show. Unfortunately, there was nothing in the news that inspired me to draw up questions. However, I was recently inspired by a topic while listening to the show.
Oh, boy.
Listening to your shows, I got the impression that Professor Tubbs was not exactly a fan of abstract art. Suddenly, I became inspired. Attached your questions about abstract and contemporary art and artists, all written specifically to torture Professor Tubbs. There's only 10 questions, but you got to get 80%.
Wait a second. Is it? I mean, I know Drew hates abstract art. It's got to be representation. It's got to be a picture of something.
I don't hate abstract art. It's just not my favorite.
It's just not your thing. Okay. Well, this will be fun.
These are from Alan Ira of Woodland Hills, California. We've
Can I go home and get my wife and let her take my place instead? I mean,
I'll give it a
shot.
It's
her shtick.
I tell you what, I think you're going to do
just fine,
Dave.
Jump in the car because we're going to take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Let's pick up where we left off. Who is the partner of the original Human Torch?
The Sparky. Human match.
No.
Sparky is right, isn't it?
No.
It's something like that.
No, he masqueraded as a snowblower. It's a brand name.
The Prince.
The Toro.
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 Oh.
Toro.
Oh.
Got it. And both of them cried out, flame on! And they wanted to turn on.
Sarah has a wonderful story about flames.
Oh, yes, it was a story of Tennyson's youth and his mother, who her headdress caught on fire, and she telephoned for the butler and she said, James, I'm on fire! And he said, I'll get Amy right away. Because apparently it was the lady's maid's job to put her mistress out when she was on fire.
Different unions.
And we are back with some great questions. We're just starting from Alan Ira. I technically don't know that they're great yet, so let's actually try to prove me not a liar. Number one. Name the 1980s era graffiti or street artist who used the tagline SAMO, SAMO. According to Wikipedia, his art focused on suggestive dichotomies.
SAMO.
He collaborated with Andy Warhol and was purportedly romantically involved with Madonna. Tragically, he died of a heroin overdose in 1988.
Is it Basquiat?
Basquiat. Jean-Michel Basquiat. Wow.
Jean-Michel.
Jean-Michel.
Nice.
We cannot say on the air what SAMO stood for.
Oh, that's right. Did you guys ever see the movie?
It was a good movie,
yeah,
too,
it was a
right?
good movie, yeah.
Basquiat was the name
David
of the movie.
David Bowie starred as Warhol.
That's right.
Interesting.
Which artist was born Marcus Rothkowitz?
Mark Rothko.
Yeah, absolutely. Rothko. And Beth is 2 for 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. Yes. Absolutely awesome.
I like his work.
Mm-hmm. You like Mark Rothko?
I don't own any of his.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like it.
Where's Diane?
I like
She's his. The one who owns
it's
the
simple.
Art.
Simple, but cool.
Mm-hmm. One of my wife's mm-hmm. favorites.
Enjoyable.
Name the artist and photographer who was denounced by Jesse Helms for the artist's photograph that depicts a small plastic crucifix.
Robert Mapplethorpe.
Yeah, Mapplethorpe.
Submerged in a glass of the artist's urine.
Was Pissed that Mapplethorpe?
It was Robert not Mapplethorpe.
It was...
It wasn't?
A.S. are the initials.
Not Alfred Stieglitz.
No.
No, not Stieglitz.
Is the last name Hispanic sounding?
It might be. First name Andreas or Andres. Mm-hmm. Last name Serrano is what it says.
Andres Serrano. It was the Mapplethorpe show in New York City that he wanted to get defunded.
Okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Because it was presenting that.
By the NEA.
Yeah.
All I know is that I know urine when I see it. That's all I have to say about Mapplethorpe. In 1964, Life magazine published an article that asked, "Is he the worst artist in the United States?" Unquote. Who was the article referring to?
1984.
1964. 64.
Jackson Pollock.
Life magazine.
Picasso.
An article that asks, "Is he the worst artist in the United States?"
Warhol.
Jackson Not Pollock.
No. Nope. Initials R L. Same last name as a tiny country in Europe.
Luxembourg.
Lithuania.
Nope. Liechtenstein. Yeah. Roy Liechtenstein. Oh my God, he's awesome.
Roy Liechtenstein.
Oh no. Part of the reason he got sued by a lot of artists, Marvel Comics. Because he would take their panels and just blow it up big.
Oh, yeah.
So he really...
I have two prints in my living room of his, but not Mark, because I know the Marvel type ones you're referring to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he took those. He really didn't do anything other than just blow them up and, you know, cleaned them up a little.
But he's like a founder of pop art. He's a seminal figure.
Mm-hmm.
Did he lose the lawsuit or did he win?
I think they claimed possible parody. I can't remember.
And he has stuff that's not...
Yeah. Oh, he's talented, but, you know, for him to do that... Some people criticize him for taking the easy route. That's all.
Like sampling in music. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who did Andy Warhol begin living with in 1952 and stop living with in 1971?
His mom?
His mother.
Good call.
He was a self-proclaimed mama's boy. That's what it says here.
I met him at the DIA once.
Very cool.
Did you?
His pictures of kitties are really cool.
His pictures
was
are super cool,
pale looking
too.
In person?
Oh, yeah.
Soup
the
is
man
good
had not seen daylight in ages.
Yeah, the Campbell soup cans are great.
When Pablo Picasso was interrogated by the Nazis, the interrogator, referring to a reproduction of the painting Guernica, asked Picasso, "Did you do that?" What was Picasso's response to the question?
Something along the lines, if it was good, I did it, or something like that.
You're in the wheelhouse. He said, "No, you did," is what he said.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
What did artist Marcel Duchamp depict in his work titled Fountain?
Urinal.
Yeah, it's basically a urinal on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love, by the way, that we're doing the abstract art and we're hitting every single one of them. This is incredible.
Yep.
What contemporary artist is known for his sculptural menageries, such as plexiglass encased Hoover vacuum cleaners, basketballs suspended in glass aquarium or aquaria, and a giant puppy sculpture made of steel, soil, and plants?
Jeff Koons.
I don't do sculpture.
Wow. Straight up Guggenheim. Yes, absolutely.
My wife hates his work.
You guys are good.
Name the artist who created the work, quote, "Everyone I have ever slept with from 1963 to 1995, unquote.
An artist?
The work is a tent with the names of people written inside the tent walls.
Wow.
The initials are T.E.
Thomas.
Again, we really, really appreciate the chance to look at the links, Alan. And this one comes from a website / powerful works by contemporary women artists you should know.com.
So it's a female
artist?
It is.
Tamara.
Tony.
Teresa.
Tony.
T.E. It's Tracy Eamon is what it says here. Or Eamon.
Okay.
Nope.
Last but most certainly not least. Who said, quote, "All the things that you make are a kind of quest for immortality because you're making these things that you know have a different kind of life. They don't depend on breathing, so they'll last longer than any of us will," unquote.
Wow.
K-H are the initials.
Keith Haring.
So I'm giving you 90% on that. Incredible.
His work is awesome,
I don't think that James Tubbs was tortured at any point during those questions.
No, I wasn't tortured.
He and Saul Steinberg and...
Unbelievable. Awesome. I remember those Keith Haring Swatch watches. Remember
okay.
those?
Yeah. Whatever happened to Swatch?
They're still around. They're
I really wanted one of the Halley's Comet ones.
Yeah, they're
so
still
bad
around. They're actually they're
they'll
still
be
taking
back
some missions.
In 72 years.
They will be
yeah,
back.
I see them
they'll
in airports. Uh-huh. Places.
Yeah.
All I gotta wait is for this. All I gotta wait is for my 72nd reunion for fourth grade, and I'll be all set. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, if I didn't get this watch free from WDET, I'd still go get a Swatch.
At least you live near the school.
You got that for donating?
No, for winning.
Nice.
Dear profs, the call came out for new questions, and I've responded. It's taken me a little bit of research. One has to love the random article button on Wikipedia, but I've managed to cobble together a few, and I hope they'll get read on the air soon. 1, 2, 3, now. Below are 25 questions all across the board, ranging from intelligent to absurd. I hope they'll prove to be challenging and fun. Sincerely, Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington.
Yay, Pacific Northwest. Go, Port Angeles.
In the movie The Big Lebowski, what was the dude's favorite drink?
A White Russian.
It was a White Russian, which is what, by the way, Beth?
Isn't it like vodka Kahlua, and milk? I mean, it's something revolting.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Cream or milk?
I think cream.
Doesn't really
is
matter.
It?
Well, I think with him, it was milk.
What is the name of the music teacher at the elementary school on the TV show The Simpsons?
Mrs. Krupp.
No.
The music teacher, the Mr. old guy that's conducting.
That's right. Larkin or something.
So close. Oh. It is a musical term in Latin.
Lento.
Very close.
No. Allegro.
It means to bring something out, to draw it
Lissandra?
Out.
Largo.
Largo. Okay. Mr. Largo, yes. Lisa Simpson's musical mentor, if that's even possible. In the game Monopoly, what is the first piece of property that you can purchase?
Baltic Avenue.
Baltic yeah. Avenue.
You
yes.
can't buy Mediterranean on a one.
That's right.
Oh, that's see, and I got it. That's what I was thinking too.
Uh-huh. No, because I'm like, wait a minute.
Actually, I was thinking of the first property.
I'm so glad you guys filled it.
It's Mediterranean.
Figure that out.
No, you're correct.
Community chest, and then Baltic.
Clever.
Incredible.
Wait, you rolled two dice then?
Yeah.
All yes. right.
Mm-hmm. You have played Monopoly, haven't you?
You have
it's
to roll.
Been a while.
We used to play marathon games that last for days.
It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
What comic strip features characters named Billy, Dolly, Jeffy, and PJ?
Didn't we have this last week?
Family Circus.
Family Circus.
Somebody else asked us about Family Circus.
Yeah.
Something else.
We had a blonde. It was Blondie, too.
Oh, yeah. Blondie.
Another cartoon.
Blondie. Chick Young.
Yes.
Comic strip.
Dumb Dora, remember? What did the Montgolfier brothers invent? Montgolfier.
A wine, a champagne?
It is not neither a mountain nor a golf.
The pen? The Mont Blanc pen?
Nope. No. Nope.
That's a great guess.
It is a conveyance that is not often used.
It's not a golf cart.
It's more of a recreational conveyance, not something
in Detroit Mass Transit?
A catamaran?
No.
Detroit Mass Transit.
An ATV?
Jet ski.
Is it a ski lift?
It's not a ski lift.
A gondola?
It goes into the air.
A hot air rocket?
It's a hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Oh, nice.
It's a hot air balloon. If you'd want to travel around the world in 80 days, you better have one in your pocket. How's that?
Yeah, where's Passport 2 when we need them?
Passport 2. How many South American countries does the equator directly cross?
Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Ecuador?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope so.
Peru?
Nope.
No.
Two.
Chile.
No. Three.
There are three total, but what's the last one? Brazil, Ecuador, and?
Paraguay, Bolivia.
Okay. Argentina? Haven't heard it yet. So some people say if it hadn't been for Amerigo Vespucci, our landmass would be nicknamed the same thing that
Colombia.
This country, Colombia, is named
Colombia,
after because we were discovered
Colombia.
By Columbus.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
I wonder how close the equator comes to Lake Titicaca. That's what I want to know. What are Chubby Gray and Jubilee?
And tenured Jubilee professors.
Oh.
Chubby Gray and Jubilee.
Chubby Gray and Jubilee.
Is that a type of ice cream?
No.
Cherries?
Is that a color?
No, but it is a fruit. It is a fruit from a vine.
Cherries.
Grapes.
Tomatoes?
Not grapes, not tomatoes, not cherries.
Oh, that's from
it
a
is
tree.
A summer fruit.
A summer fruit.
Classically summer fruit in
it's
the
a melon
States.
Of some kind, then.
Yes, it is.
It's a strawberry?
Watermelon.
They're watermelons.
Oh, okay.
Watermelon.
I didn't know there were different types of watermelons.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Chubby Gray.
And what was the other one?
Jubilee. Jubilee.
Woohoo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The neat ones you can get are the little personal, the small seedless ones, uh-huh. the Dulcineas. Mm-hmm. Those like are awesome.
Yeah.
Those are kind of
Have you seen those square ones?
The little soccer ball kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They grow them in little cubes.
Square little cubes, yeah. They put them in cubes and kind of force them into the cubes.
Live on watermelon. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that hurt them?
Oh, yeah.
Is that...
Doesn't it hurt them?
Is that fruit abuse?
They cry. They cry because of it.
But you know what makes watermelon taste even more awesome than normal?
Vodka?
Salt.
No. A little bit of lime zest.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do you know my aunt used to sprinkle salt on her watermelon?
I always...
Are you have this conversation?
Cantaloupe and honeydew, too. Or you just sprinkle some lime juice.
My Alina is always...
That's very good.
That's my put salt salad all over.
Gives them like tartness.
Throw some fruit in, throw some blend in, throw some lime zest in, mix it up.
What in the world?
Oh, my. What classic American novel had the subtitle, quote, Life Among the Lowly, unquote? This is a very, very good piece of trivia.
The Dan Mario story.
No, The Good Earth, right?
Not The Good Earth.
No, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Life Among the Lowly.
Life Among the Lowly. Very interesting. I've never heard that before, but I'm glad that I know it now. Let me put it that way. According to Dewey Decimal, what would one find if they searched for books in the 500s?
It's not philosophy, because that's in the 200s.
About fiction.
Nope.
Nonfiction.
It's definitely
science.
It's one of the things. Science is natural science. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, okay. Ah, natural science.
That's one that I actually could have got right.
I missed the
joke. No old record, but who's the first figure skater to appear on a box of Wheaties?
Sonia Haney.
No.
Peggy Fleming.
No. Fairly recent. Katarina 90s Bitt. Era.
Christy Yamaguchi.
Christy Yamaguchi is what
really?
It says
here. Really? She was the
first
figure skater.
Yeah, but he's
only Sonya Haney. Peggy Fleming.
Tanya Harding. She's holding a bat.
Her boyfriend was holding the bat, or whatever.
Jordan Hamill? I mean...
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yep. Huh. With the 1953 debut of the Chevrolet Corvette, there was only one color available. What was it?
Red.
Incorrect.
White. Blue.
It was white. White
I'm
is what
painting
they have
it.
Here.
Yeah, think about it.
Do whatever you want with the white.
Keep it simple. No? Keep it white.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm. What sport was once contested with a device called a spadroon? S-P-A-D-R-O-O-N.
Spadroon.
Spadroon.
What sport was once contested with a device called a spadroon?
Sounds like it's got to be something like hi-lai, right?
You're sort of in the house. That kind of sport.
Like a feather bowling kind of...
Handball. Shuttlecock.
What if I
mud
said
wrestling.
The word épée?
Oh, fencing.
Sabers.
Spadroon.
Yeah, well, what are... Oh, foil. I was trying to remember the three swords. Foil, saber, and épée.
Hold on, what does it measure then? I mean, it was...
Okay.
I guess I'm not going to find out.
That was
Dave
scary.
Is like one of those storm-sensing dogs. He's like, the show's about to end. And you're right. Unbelievable. It's time to say goodbye, Professor Roach.
Goodbye, Professor Roach.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye, Professor Roach.
Professor Oldjar.
Woof.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Thank you.